Well, last time we talked to Paul Eisenstein, the author of the DetroitBureau.com, he was here in New York for the Big Auto Show here. This morning, Paul joins us again, this time arguably from the biggest of all motor shows in all the world, Beijing. And we're going to talk about what Chinese want the most from their cars, increasingly dictating what Americans get from their cars. But Paul, I got to ask you, since you were here in New York and now you're there in Beijing, what's the biggest difference between an auto show here in the United States? We've all seen them on TV or been to them in person, and one that China puts on.
Well, you're talking besides the food we get at the little afterglow parties, probably just it's a little crazier event here than we would have in New York. You know, they've got the whole thing down really, really running smoothly. Here, it opened up with the press with 8 separate news conferences being held simultaneously. Every major foreign maker, it seemed, was on at the same time, which made it a little bit difficult, even for those of us who've been accused of being schizophrenic.
Now, Paul, we've been talking in the last couple of days here on the show about how American teens are driving less, and automakers don't want to hear that. They want to hear about people driving more. That's not the case in China, where the auto market, not to mention the fuel market, is growing, growing, growing. And it stands to reason, then, that the Chinese market is going to drive a lot of what American automakers do and drive a lot of what we get from our cars in the future. What are you seeing there that sort of influences that?
Well, let me put it in perspective. First of all, the Chinese market, which virtually didn't exist a decade ago, hit over 18 million sales last year, more than the U.S. ever sold in its best year, and by most counts will top 20 million this year and hit as much as 30 million cars by the end of the decade. That's, by the way, the more pessimistic sales forecasts. What does that mean is very simple. Automakers go where the money is, and if they see that the Chinese are the ones buying their cars in the biggest numbers, they're going to be designing their cars around what the Chinese need. You're already seeing that. The Buicks that we get in the U.S. have become more attractive because the Chinese told Buick that they wanted more stylish vehicles with more room and more luxury. And so the good thing is that in many cases, what the Chinese like isn't all that different from what Americans like. They like roomy cars. They like cars with a lot of technology and all sorts of things. In fact, it's probably going to mean better cars for what Americans typically like, but it may be a little bit odd for the Europeans because they like really, really small cars, and that's not what the Chinese want.
So China's starting to drive the market for cars around the world. If all of a sudden, Paul, we start to see cars with 3 cup holders instead of 4, I guess we'll know why. We'll be able to blame the Chinese for that. Well, that's Paul Eisenstein, author of the DetroitBureau.com, coming live from Beijing, where he's at the largest auto show in the world in Beijing. Paul, thank you.
My pleasure to be with you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.